From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you listening in today as the Reverend John Gray, minister of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
My text today is Genesis 3, verse 15. In this portion of Scripture, we read these words, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." For a few moments today, I want to draw your attention to the seed of the woman that is spoken of here in Genesis 3, verse 15. When God spoke these words, there were three in attendance on earth: our first parents, Adam and Eve, and the serpent that beguiled them. The serpent, of course, is a description of the devil. Therefore, when Genesis 3, verse 15 was declared, this statement was heard by Adam and Eve and the devil. This statement is a wonderful statement. It is a unique statement, and it is a prophetic statement. And while it declares the judgment of the serpent, it also proclaims the salvation of the sinner. These words reveal unto us the mercy of God in Christ. And as we consider this text today, there are a number of things, very simply, that I want you to notice. First of all, consider the promise of God in these words. God promised our first parents that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. In other words, that the seed of the woman would destroy the power of the devil and provide salvation for fallen man. The seed of the woman is referring to Christ, the Messiah, coming into the world. Christ, through the miracle of the virgin birth, came forth from the seed of the woman. Therefore, Genesis 3, verse 15 is God's promise of a Saviour. This Saviour would come from the seed of the woman. And of course, that is what happened. When we read in the New Testament concerning the birth of Christ, we are reading about the seed of the woman coming forth into this world. In the birth of Christ, we have the fulfillment, therefore, of Genesis 3, verse 15, beginning to come to pass. The promised seed of the woman that would soon bruise the head of the serpent was now born and had now come into the world, and no one and nothing would stop him now from going the whole way to Calvary, where upon the cross the seed of the woman, Christ, would destroy the power of Satan once and for all. You see, on the cross the Lord Jesus Christ bruised the head of the serpent. We read in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, these very wonderful words: "Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise, speaking of Christ, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil." And in 1 John 3 and verse 8 it says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." On the cross, Genesis 3, verse 15 was fulfilled. And God told our first parents, Adam and Eve, that their salvation would be found alone in this Saviour, because there's only one Saviour, And that Saviour is the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman. Therefore, the second thing I want you to notice is the pardon from sin in these words. Because God promised a Saviour to our first parents, Adam and Eve, the result of that was that this Saviour would pardon sin. Is that not what our first parents needed? They needed forgiveness. They had just sinned and broken the commandment of God. They were now, because of their sin, under the condemnation of God. And to show our first parents that God had pardoned their sin on the basis of what this promised Saviour would do and accomplish for them on the cross, God sacrificed two animals, shed their blood, and clothed Adam and Eve. We read in Genesis 3, verse 21, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them." The clothing of Adam and Eve in verse 21 of Genesis 3 not only reveals to us that our first parents were pardoned from their sin on the basis of what the seed of the woman would accomplish on the cross of Calvary, but this act of clothing also reveals to me that our first parents believed God's promise and accepted the seed of the woman as their Saviour. In other words, they put their faith in what the seed of the woman was going to accomplish for them on the cross when he would come and shed his blood for them. Thank God there is forgiveness and cleansing and pardon through the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Man's greatest need is to have his sins forgiven. Only a Saviour can pardon man for his sins. When man by faith accepts that Saviour as God's answer for their sin problem, that is what Jesus Christ, the seed of the woman, came to do. The Bible says in Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And thank God, when the Lord Jesus died upon the cross of Calvary, he purchased the price of man's redemption, and he made it possible for sinners to find forgiveness and to find cleansing from their sin. 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19 says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." The greatest need of the sinner is to have their sins forgiven and pardoned. And thank God you can have your sins forgiven today through the blood of the Lamb, through the sacrifice of Calvary. Oh, my friend, would you not come this day and put your trust in him, the one who came forth of the woman, the one who was born in Bethlehem, the one who lived a spotless, sinless life, and the one who died upon the cross, and the one who rose again. Thank God he is the one who is able to save you for time and for eternity. But notice something else here. Notice the precise moment when these words were spoken in Genesis 3 verse 15. You'll notice that God spoke these words immediately after the fall, immediately after man sinned against God and disobeyed the command of God in the Garden of Eden. We read in Genesis 3 and verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Surely after such sin, one would have expected God's judgment to fall upon our first parents without any mercy whatsoever. But instead of that happening, God promises a Saviour and a Redeemer to deliver them from their sin and misery. Of course, they were judged for their sin. The Bible says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." But thank God, although our first parents and the whole world was punished because of the fall, the Lord did not leave man without hope, because he promised a Saviour. He promised forgiveness for all those who would trust in that Saviour. This reveals unto us the mercy of God to sinful man. This reveals to us that God is more interested in saving sinners than pouring out his judgment upon sinners. That is why the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Thank God, the Bible declares that the God of heaven is a merciful God. In Exodus 34 and verse 6 and 7, we read these words: the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Isn't it wonderful today that when we turn to the precious word of God, that the Bible declares that God is merciful and that he is gracious and that he is slow to anger. Thank God, you and I can find forgiveness and mercy with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Saviour of the world is the only one whereby we can make peace with God and be reconciled to God. May you come to Christ today and trust in him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Gray, Bethel Manse, Ballycassidy, Enniskillen, BT 94 2JT. You may also hear Reverend Gray preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, Enniskillen, at Chanter Hill on the Temple Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028-6632-4164. That's 028-6632-4164. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.